Well, it's Tuesday, and it's time for book picks on our list from an independent bookseller in our region. This week, when we spin the giant wheel, we go to Jim Habner of Green Toad Bookstore in Oneonta, New York, who joins us this morning to present some wonderful authors and some great books that are making their way to store shelves this season. There's a lot of good stuff coming to the bookstores this month, so good stuff. Jim, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
And thank you, and good morning to everyone.
All right, where would you like to begin?
I'd like to begin with a new novel called The Skin Artist by George Hovis. George is a professor at SUNY Oneonta, and this evening he will be having at 6 o'clock at the Green Toe Bookstore his opening and signing for his brand new book. It's a debut novel, but you would never ever really know it. The story is the morning Bill Becker awakes to find butterfly tattoo bleeding on his chest. His upwardly mobile life begins to downward spiral. Exiled from a corporate career and failed marriage, he left behind in a gated Charlotte community. Bill becomes obsessed with a tattoo dancer, Lucy, who is running from a deep trauma buried in her past. Lucy and Bill wrap themselves in new skins of ink, wrought by the same artist, a shaman, who convinces them that every design will alter the future. The Skin Artist is a complex saga of a young man's search for identity on the dark side of the New South. As I said, it's hard to believe it's a debut novel.
Beautiful. It's called The Skin Artist by George Hovis, and having an event tonight.
Exactly.
At the Green Toad, and we'll tell you, it's greentoadbookstore.com. You can find out all the information, but we'll remind you of that at the end of the segment. Go on, Jim.
Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins Reid. Daisy's a girl coming of age in the late 60s L.A., sneaking into clubs on the Sunset Strip, sleeping with rock stars, and dreaming of singing at the Whiskey A Go-Go. The sex and drugs are thrilling. By the time she's 20, her voice is getting noticed. Also getting noticed is the Six, led by the brooding Billy Dunn. They become the band of legend. The making of that legend is chronicled in this riveting and unforgettable novel, and is written as an oral history of the biggest band in the 70s. Daisy Jones and the Six brilliantly captures a place and time in a truly distinctive voice, a great 70s novel.
It's called Daisy Jones and the Six by Taylor Jenkins. Excellent.
The next book I have is another novel called The Den. It just came out today by Abby Maxwell. It's a two-part story in two different time periods. The first period is Henrietta and Jane are 15 and 12, growing up in a house on the outskirts of town. Their mother is a painter, lost in art. Their father a cook, who's raised them on magical tales about their land. When Henrietta becomes obsessed with a boy from town, Jane takes to trailing the young couple, spying on their trice, until one night Henrietta vanishes into the woods. Now we go to the 17th century in the second story. Elsbeth and Claire are sisters separated by an ocean. Elsbeth, pregnancy at 17, is quickly married and sent to America to avoid shame. But when she begins to ingratiate herself to the town's wealthy mill owner, a series of wrenching and violent events unfold, culminating in her disappearance. As Jane and Claire search in their own times for their missing sisters, they come across a strange but similar story. With echoes of The Scarlet Letter, Abby Maxwell gives us a transporting, layered tale of two women living generations apart, but connected by place and longing and condemned for their very same desires.
The Den by Abby Maxwell, out today.
And I have a piece of nonfiction here, which I really love, called Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee by Casey Sepp. Reverend Willie Maxwell was a rural preacher accused of murdering five of his family for insurance money in the 1970s. With the help of a savvy lawyer, he escaped justice for years until a relative shot him dead at the funeral of the last victim.
Oh, dear.
Despite hundreds of witnesses, Maxwell's murder is acquitted, and thanks to the same attorney who previously defended the Reverend Willie. Sitting in the audience during the vigilante's trial was Harper Lee, who traveled from New York City and to our native Alabama with the idea of writing her own In Cold Blood, the true crime classic she had helped her friend Truman Capote research 17 years earlier. Casey Sepp brings this story to life, from the shocking murders to the courtroom drama to the racial politics of the Deep South. At the same time, she offers a deeply moving portrait of one of the country's most beloved writers and her struggle with fame, success, and the mystery of artistic creativity.
Fascinating. It's a really good book. I'm not quite done, but I'm really enjoying it. It's called Furious Hours, Murder, Fraud, and the Last Trial of Harper Lee. It is by Casey Kep.
And staying with the South, our next book is called Spying on the South, An Odyssey Across the American Divide by Tony Horowitz, who's very well known for his Confederates in the Attic. His tale starts with, and it's published today as well. In the 1850s, Frederick Law Olmsted was adrift, a restless farmer and dreamer in search of a mission. He found it during an extraordinary journey as an undercover journalist in the South for the fledgling brand new New York Times. Olmsted traveled for 14 months by horseback, steamboat, and stagecoach, and he was seeking dialogue and common ground. His vivid dispatches about the lives and beliefs of Southerners was revelatory for readers of his day. And Tony Horowitz rediscovers Olmsted amidst the discord and the polarization of our time. He takes the same journey and asks the question, is America still a country? Horowitz follows Olmsted's tracks and even his mode of transport, horse mule, through Appalachia, down the Mississippi River, into the bayous of Louisiana, and across Texas to the contested Mexican borderland. His intrepid and often hilarious journey is a wonderful and timely adventure for today.
Tony Horowitz is the author of the new book, Spying on the South.
And my final book is something very dear to me. It's called The Heartland, An American History by Kirsten L. Horgenson. When Horgenson arrived in Champaign, Illinois, after teaching at Harvard and Yale and living in the D.C. area, she expected to find her new home isolated. After all, she had landed in America Heartland, a place where the nation's identity exists in its pristine form. In the Heartland, Hogan drills deep into the center of the country, only to find a global story. Deftly navigating the disconnect between history and myth, she tracks both the backstory of this region and the evolution of the idea of Heartland. This book is provocative and contains really highly original historical scholarship. And Heartland speaks volumes about identity and community, immigration and trade, and security and global power. And I believe she really captures the Heartland as a Midwesterner myself and lived in upstate New York for many, many years. She really has really captured the idea of what the Heartland is.
The name of the book is The Heartland, An American History. All right. So what else have you got going on that you'd like to share with us?
Well, besides the George Hovis's signing tonight at 6 o'clock, I'd like to give a congratulations out to my daughter, Aiden, and Paul on the birth of our new granddaughter.
Oh, very nice.
Marin. And she's only 3 days old, and she's beautiful and wonderful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So if anyone would like to see a picture of her, they can come to the Green Toe Bookstore, and we'll be able to show right away.
Well, put it online, for goodness sakes,
right,
Jim. Well, you can go find out all the information you need about Green Toad Bookstore by visiting them online, greentoadbookstore.com, or visiting them right on Main Street in Oneonta, New York. Jim, it's always a great pleasure to have you on the program. Thanks for a great list of books. It's nice having you here. And
thank
congratulations.
You very much. Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.